nameless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Hello and welcome to the KJB Wright Division Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds from KJBRD Radio Ministries in the city of Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me today to hear this message that I have for you, and I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you, and pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to continue on with the series Unbelievers. Right? And in the last podcast, we looked at how unbelievers, you know, their lives are spent in vanity. You know, it's their lives are nothing but emptiness. You know, it's like you know, eat, sleep, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. You know, so now today we're going to look at how unbelievers are condemned already. Okay, so let's go. Let's go to John chapter 3, and these verses here should be pretty familiar to everyone. But we're going to read John 3, 16, all the way to verse 21. All right, starting in verse 16, the King James Bible says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All right, so let me stop right there real quick, because I want to say something here. That, you know, a lot of soul winners, they will use John 3:16. All right, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All right, that's all fine and dandy. But in all actuality, John 3:16 is not the gospel. Yes, it says that God gave his Son, but it doesn't say anything about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right, so if you want to use John 3:16, you know, in your soul winning, use it with 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 to 4, which is the gospel. Alright? Okay, and also notice loved. Loved is past tense. You know, after the cross, you know, if you have not put your faith and trust in Christ, you're none of God. You don't belong to God. God is not your father. Your father is the devil. Alright? God's love is found at the cross. Okay? So now, John 3:17. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved." Okay? So now you're seeing here in verse 17, God didn't send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to condemn the world. Okay? So why not? Verse 18. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So there you see that the world is already condemned. The world doesn't believe on Jesus Christ. Okay, now, John 3:19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." So, condemned. You know, when it comes to Bible study, there is something that is called the law of first mention. Okay? Let's look at the word condemned. Okay? So, with this law of first mention, what you do is you take a word such as condemned and you look to see the first time that it's used in the Bible, and then you get a definition from that first time, and then usually that sets the tone for what that word will mean throughout the whole Bible. But that's not all the time. All right? So we have to remember that context is the most important. Okay, so condemned is found 21 times in 20 verses. The first is 2 Chronicles 36, verse 3. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 3. And last is 2 Peter 2, 6. All right. So let's go to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 36 and verse 3. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. So condemned. What condemned means? Pronounced to be wrong or guilty. Pronounced to be wrong or guilty. Worthless. Sentenced to punishment. Okay. So, there's that. I don't know if you can read that. If you can't, I apologize. But it's really hard to write on this board. So I apologize for that. All right. So, let me just say, you know, right here, that it is a sin to not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at John. Go back to John. John 16. I have 7 to 11 highlighted there, but let's just go 7 to 9 for this. Jesus Christ says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come," notice is, present tense, "he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Now pay attention to verse 9 here. "Of sin, because they believe not on me." You see that? Now let's go to John 1, 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Amen. Now let's look at Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, some will stop right there. And make you think that, okay, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. None. Meaning, you know, those who are saved in Christ. But there is no condemnation for a saved person to go to hell. But if a saved person goes out and commits a crime, then there could be legal condemnation. So we can't just stop right there. We have to read the whole verse. All right, so there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Remember that flesh is flesh, okay? It has a sin nature. Right? And the flesh is wicked, and it is condemned to the ground. So, we should follow after the Spirit. Spirit's capitalized. Right? The S is capitalized, so that's the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let me see. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, Jesus Christ on that cross, he took all of our sins and put them on his shoulders. And he became sin for us who knew no sin. You put your faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, that the Lord takes that righteousness of God and he puts it around you like a coat. Not our own righteousness, but God's righteousness through Jesus Christ. Amen? But now, does that give us a right to live our lives the way that we want to? Does it give us a right to commit sins and things like that? No, it does not. So now look at Romans 6. Romans 6, and let's read this all the way to 15. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, there's many that say that you know, we Baptists teach that, you know, because we are saved, you know, because we are forgiven, that it's okay to sin, live our lives the way that we want to. But look at verse 2, what the Apostle Paul says. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? That's Holy Spirit baptism. That's not water baptism. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. And then verse 15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. So, those who are unbelievers, those who have not put their faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, one day they are going to wake up in hell with no opportunity to change their mind about Christ. They are condemned to hell. So what's it going to be for you, lost sinner friend? Is it going to be heaven? Or is it going to be hell for you? The choice is yours. So choose wisely. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Thank you for your prayers for me, my family, for the ministry he has entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.